Hello, this is Harrison. You were listening to 91.5 FM, WFM, Avatrust Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves. Let me get you started with some Joni Mitchell.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. When you're walking and the streets are full of strangers, all the news on your ear just give you the blues, just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read more about the war and the bloody.
All right, everybody, that was California by Joni Mitchell, and you are listening to Stranger Waves, back again. Don't really know what to say to start this off. Love that song, love that album. Blue is on repeat, you know, pretty much constantly, but it gets played more during the summer for me, definitely. So I've been listening to that a lot, and yeah, I mean, Joni Mitchell, there's not much I can really say that hasn't already been said. But got a fun set list, say that every time, but, no Grateful Dead. Closest you're getting today is a Jerry Garcia Band song. But other than that, yeah, we're gonna get the music going. I got some Al Green up next, actually. This is, So You're Leaving from Let's Stay Together.
Let me say this once more. Girl, you the one for me. Open your eyes. stay. You won't hear a word I say. Think you won't leave me anyway. Don't break their hearts. I knew right from the start. If they're alone, Jesus, can't you see? They're alone, you and me. I ain't leaving me. Hey, baby. Oh, baby. I ain't leaving me. Yeah. I wanna say, if I go and take my life, you can stay and be my wife. You just feel like mine.
So that was some Al Green. Let's Stay Together. Absolute classic album. All heat on there. I think it's only like 8 tracks long or something. Every single one is great. Sorry about the bit of a weird start we had. The studio was left in complete disarray when I walked in. So I was like cleaning, trying to cue stuff up, sign in, do all this stuff at once for the first couple songs. Now that everything's situated, it should be smoother sailing from here on out. I got some Steely Dan up next. In honor of the Pretzel Logic reissue, which is coming out within the next month, 180 gram brand new Steely Dan vinyl, which is always great to hear, because this all the Steely Dan vinyl that I have is used, and all the actual like physical records are super lightweight, flimsy, got a bunch of scratches on them. I've tried to clean them as best I could, but you know, there's only so much you can do for a pretty cheaply manufactured vinyl. The new ones that are coming out are fantastic, and for a band that sounds as great as Steely Dan does, and for a band that, you know, put in as much work kind of mixing and mastering as they did, it's worth it to splurge and get the nicer vinyl. But yeah, this is Any Major Dude Will Tell You from Pretzel Logic, one of my favorite tracks from that album. I hope you enjoy.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No. Any major dude will tell you. Have you ever seen a squawk's tears? Well, look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
Okay, that was Any Major Dude Will Tell You by Steely Dan. I always get faked out by that ending. Yeah, love Pretzel Logic. I feel like everything I say about Steely Dan is so similar, because really, just you pick any of those albums, minus Campfire Thrill, and that run up to Gaucho, and they're all perfect in their own, you know, unique ways. I got some Jerry Garcia Band up next, because been back on that wave. Jerry always comes to always seems to come in kind of waves with me. It's, I'm either listening very heavily to the Dead, or I'm listening very heavily to Jerry Garcia Band, and at the moment it's Jerry Garcia Band. So here's one of my favorites of his. This is Waiting for a Miracle off the self-titled live album. Enjoy.
Thank you. the palm of your hand on the grimy pain in the hopes that you can see. Stand up tall, pretend you're strong in the hopes that you can be. Like the ones that cried, like the ones that died, trying to set the angel in us free. And the waiting for us, and the waiting for us, and the waiting for us, here it comes. Scuffle for a nickel, struggle for a dime. Forget about the past, leave your worries behind. How come the future has to take such a long, long time? When you're waiting for a, when you're waiting for a, when you're waiting for a miracle. When you're waiting for a, when you're waiting for a, when you're waiting for a, when you're waiting for a miracle.
All right, that was Waiting for a Miracle by the Jerry Garcia Band from that self-titled live album that I believe came out in 91, but I'm not even going to bother checking because I know I got the year correct. I'm confident, I swear. Up next, got some more Steely Dan adjacent music. This time from Donald Fagen's self-titled debut, or it's not self-titled, his Donald Fagen's solo debut. That's what I meant to say. The Nightfly. This is the title track of that album, and a lot of people are saying that this sounds like what the second arrangement became after it was scrapped for Gaucho. I can kind of hear it. I'm curious if you will too. But yeah, this is the Nightfly.
Thank you. Belzoni. Sweet music. Tonight, the night is mine. Late line. Till the sun comes up. The skyline. You'd never believe it, but once there was a time when love was in my life. I sometimes wonder what happened to that thing. The answer's still the same. It was you.
So that was The Nightfly by Donald Fagen, off the album of the same name. Really good little solo project from Donald Fagen. A lot of fun stuff on there. Saw Oppenheimer yesterday on 70mm. If that is an option in nearby you, like, realistically, go. It's phenomenal. And this is coming from somebody who really doesn't love a bulk of Christopher Nolan's work. I wouldn't say he makes bad movies. I don't find them very interesting, and they ultimately are they're decent looking most of the time, and generally have pretty good casts. But there's nothing that really, you know, I guess differentiates him from a lot of other filmmakers in terms of actual style. Oppenheimer is just proving me wrong. It's incredibly interesting, especially formally, just in terms of like sound design and editing. Nolan was just absolutely leaps and bounds above what I thought he was capable of. I was engrossed for 3 whole hours, could not look away from the screen. And I wasn't really that excited for this movie. I honestly, out of the two, the Barbie Oppenheimer thing that's going on, I was more excited for Barbie. It seemed like a much more, you know, fun experience. And then in the 2 weeks leading up to the release of both movies, I kept hearing more and more stuff about Barbie that was just like, it's going to be fun, but I'm getting less excited for it. And everything I heard about Oppenheimer was, okay, yeah, this is Nolan's best movie, all this other stuff. And it handles the subject matter, I think, pretty excellently. And that was what I was largely concerned about. Not like how the internet was saying, he's going to make a pro-atomic bomb movie. Yeah, that's obviously not going to happen. But everything surrounding Oppenheimer's kind of cult of personality and stuff, I think, thought was very, very interesting. Best performance from Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. Matt Damon's excellent in it. Alden Ehrenreich, I think is how you say his name. Ehrenreich, I don't know. The guy who played Han Solo in that Star Wars movie that I never saw, didn't realize he could act. He was one of the best parts of the movie for the like 10, 15 minutes that he was in it. I was really I don't want to say blown away because that seems like a terrible pun. But I was very, very impressed with Oppenheimer. And you should see it regardless if you can see it on 70mm. But if it is screening on 70mm nearby, you go out of your way to go see it. It's phenomenal. We're going to keep the music going. Going to play a song and then do PSA and kind of regroup and get into the second half of the show. I got a Rolling Stones song up next, which I don't play a lot of on this show, but I was listening to Sticky Fingers again recently. Great album. And this is probably my favorite song on Sticky Fingers. If it's not my favorite, it's one of my favorites. This is Dead Flowers. Enjoy.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
All right, thank you, Willie Nelson. Before that, you heard Dead Flowers by the Rolling Stones, which I was debating between, well, no, I wasn't debating, but when I added Dead Flowers to my playlist, I was reminded of, in The Big Lebowski, there's a Townsend Van Zandt cover of Dead Flowers that's played, I think, around when Donnie dies, if I'm not mistaken. But that actually caused me to put another Townsend Van Zandt song later on in the set list, so we'll get there when we get there. But this is actually the first time this has ever worked out, where I'm playing a song with Willie Nelson right after the Willie Nelson PSA. So yeah, this is California Sober by Billy Strings and Willie Nelson. Enjoy.
Well, I used to like to ramble with my good time friends and neighbors. Now I find I'd rather lie awake in bed. And I don't get to acting mean when I keep my buzzes clean and keep the hard stuff in the whiskey from my head. Well, I guess that's just the trouble when you're always seeing double and the lines are getting twice as hard to see. I've had years I don't recall, but I'm told I had a ball, at least somebody did, who looked a lot like me. So I'm California sober, as they say, and lately I can't find no other way. I can't stay out and party like I did back in the day, so I'm California sober, as they say.
Pick it, Willie.
Pills to get their thrills, and they love their liquor down in New Orleans. Maybe far out New York, many sugar cane will fit the bill, but in no time flat, you're out of what you need. The old crew don't get together anymore these days, much ever, and some went straight and some went straight to jail. Now they're busy posting vids and just trying to raise their kids to the raising holy hell and posting bail.
Well, I'm California sober, as they say, and lately I can't find no other way. I can't stay out and party like I did back in the day, so I'm California sober, as they say.
California Sober, Billy Strings, Willie Nelson. Seeing him tomorrow, actually. I'm seeing Billy Strings tomorrow and Wednesday. Actually, just found my Wednesday ticket, and I'm happy I waited because I got a really good deal. But I'm, yeah, super, super excited. Really, honestly, out of everything I've played on this show, it's all from one album, I'm pretty sure, and then a couple of other songs that I'm just, like, familiar with, and this happens to be a single. I don't know Billy Strings' discography all that well, in full honesty. And I was kind of trying to keep it that way because I really want to go and just be surprised. And I've heard these shows are just an absolute party. So I'm over the moon excited for the next couple of days. Hopefully it doesn't get rained out like Phil Lesh. Oh, yeah. Saw Phil Lesh and friends on Friday. And it was incredible. Got rained out in the middle of the second set. There was flash flooding nearby. So they just, you know, canceled the show. And that really sucked because they were incredible. If you listen to the Grateful Dead in any capacity, if they're ever in your neck of the woods, go see them. They play really, really well. Phil still sounds great for 83 years old. He's doing amazing. And yeah, I was very, very impressed. One of the best Jackstraw versions of Jackstraw I've ever heard. Excellent Terrapin Station. Brown Eyed Women was a lot of fun. Yeah, Jennifer Hartwig being with them was a huge deal. She plays with Trey a lot. And her voice and trumpet playing, I think, really brought some extra levels to this music. But yeah, no, Phil Lesh and Friends has my full endorsement. So if they're ever nearby, you go see them. I got some Funkadelic up next, who I haven't played on the show in a little bit. This is I'll Bet You off of their self-titled album. Enjoy.
Yeah. Come on.
Alright, so that was I'll Bet You from Funkadelic's self-titled album, which I think gets left to the wayside a little bit, you know, considering stuff like, you know, Maggie Brain and Standing on the Verge of Getting It On kind of, you know, takes away, I think, some attention from it. But yeah, really good stuff on that record. I'll Bet You is probably my favorite track on there, though. I got some Bob Dylan up next. This is actually a song that I really first discovered through Jerry Garcia, and then found out was written by Bob Dylan later, because it's a single that Dylan put out, and it isn't on any album. It's on the greatest hits that he put out in like 1979, something like that, late 70s. And yeah, I don't know. So this is a Positively 4th Street by Bob Dylan, and yeah, enjoy.
So hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you've lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. Behind my back, I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with one who tries to hide what it don't know to begin with? Surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out?
Positively 4th Street, Bob Dylan. Good stuff. Actually, looked it up while I was on here. Written in 1963, but included on that greatest hits album much further down the road. Up next, got some Velvet Underground, Nico. to round out first of three songs left, and then I'm going to get going, pass it on to the next DJ, but I'll be back next week at the same time. So, yeah, this is, you know, the highlight from this first Velvet Underground album, but here's I'll Be Your Mirror. So, fun fact about that song that I was actually just reading as I was listening to it. Andy Warhol, who produced the song and a bulk of this album, had the idea to put a little scratch on the end of I'll Be Your Mirror so that it would keep, that last line, I'll Be Your Mirror, would just keep repeating unless somebody actually came and physically moved the needle. Didn't end up happening. I have a record that's like this, except it's at the very end of side two. It just repeats infinitely unless you notice, and I didn't notice for a little bit, but I think that's like what doing listening to the Dead so much just trains your brain to think, oh no, this is going somewhere. They might be repeating a lot, but it's going somewhere, and then it just never did. Got that Towns Van Zandt song up next. This is Poncho and Lefty, which is probably his most famous song, largely because of Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, who recorded a version in the 80s that went top of the charts. But this is the original from his 1972 album, the late great Towns Van Zandt. Poncho and Lefty. Enjoy.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Well, Poncho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico, and nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. And Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell, left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, we'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. You great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
All right, that was Pancho and Lefty by Towns Van Zandt, and we've reached the last song. You've been listening to Harrison and Stranger Waves on 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I will be back at the same time next week. I'm going to hand it over to All Right with Ava for the next hour, and I'm going to leave you guys with a song that really... I'm not too hot on Zeppelin as much as I was back when I was younger, but this song has always kind of stayed in rotation, especially and from the album that I listened to and still listen to by far the least, Zeppelin 3. This is Tangerine, and I'll see you guys next week at the same time. Have a good rest of your day.
got away, we cut it close. The city's getting loud if I choke. It's only 'cause I'm scared to be